Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.
It's the Football Manager Football Show. It is episode number 165. My name is Ken Maguire, which means, who are you this week? You're welcome along.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
How is your doing?
I'm the Sockmanian Devil.
That'll work. How's your week been, Sockmanian Devil?
Oh, it's been full of wrestling.
Oh yeah, you got back because you didn't have any wrestling last week, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't. No, my body's just sore. And then it's just fucking...
It's no longer a temple. You know what you need? You know what you're missing?
Heroin.
And I can tell. I can tell. Actually, it's a separate story about heroin. That sounds like really dramatic. It's not. You look like you're missing a can of Monster in your hand.
I've stopped drinking Monster.
And look at the state you.
I know, I'm falling apart. I'm on like day 10 or something without it. And like, I didn't notice. I had a can in the fridge at home. Like, it's been chilling for like 2 weeks.
And I think once it gets to a certain temperature, it cannot chill anymore. It just sits there idle, gathering, I don't know, bubble dust.
I've been seeing it like every day. But like, I kind of like that. It's like when I gave up drinking, I kept a flask. My mate bought me a flask as I was best man.
A hip flask.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a picnic flask full of whiskey.
And it's filled with whiskey. And I'm just like, no, I like the fact that it's there and that I can resist.
Okay.
So it's a temptation. That's it.
Keep your friends close and your temptations even closer.
Yeah, but like, I started, like, I had a good bit of energy. It's all fucking just taken out of me now.
Ah, fair enough. All right. But wrestling is going all right. How many weeks you got left?
I don't know, because we're on a bank holiday again next week.
Oh, for God's sake. You got, like, I was going to say, you got kiddie camp coming up. You've got wrestling camp coming up.
Yeah, wrestling camp coming up. And it's fun. Can't wait.
Any detail on if there's actually going to be, like, a Winter Warrior style King of the Ring, you know, grand finale?
I'm gonna have a show before the end of the season.
Really?
100%. I have to.
All right. Okay.
That's what I'm putting. I'm putting that out for myself. I'm gonna be on the show before the end of the year. End of the year.
Yeah. I was just gonna say end of this season. We probably have about 3 episodes left if the Champions League stuff isn't that much of a struggle.
And then I was editing like a Bray Wyatt documentary that we're hoping to release, but it's like an hour long.
Oh yeah.
And like, had about half an hour of it done, and like, it's just become so tedious.
Deleted it. Saved over it.
Yeah. And then I did the wrestling podcast recording yesterday, so like, for the whole weekend it's just been wrestling. But like, it's coming up to WrestleMania season, baby.
Yeah. You haven't ever been to WrestleMania. Well, you're not talking about going to WrestleMania.
I'd love to. I just can't afford to.
Like previous years, I had a mate go to WrestleMania. I've had two mates go out. One went probably 15 years ago. It was out in Houston.
It's so expensive. Like, I went, so when I went to All In at Wembley, I was like, this is cool, but I can't see shit. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So we actually was sitting with the lads, and we were behind, so they have like these big fucking things to hold up the Titan or the Tron overhead.
The Titan Tron. So Titan Tron in WWE world.
It's on the corner of each ring post. Yeah. It's huge. So when we were sitting there, we were missing half the ring every time. And I look over and I see a big empty section. I was like, lads, will we just go over and sit over there? They're like, yeah. So we just fucked off big, and like sat around.
Sorry, empty section for the sold out.
Yeah. Yeah. And we just went over and fucking sat like so. Dead on the ring, but still really far back.
Yeah.
It was cool, like, but at the same time, you're sober.
The wrestlers are really, really, really small.
And there's like a delay between what they're doing in the ring and what you see on the screen as well. So you don't know where to watch.
That's a bit weird. Yeah. Is the screen stuff then the TV footage?
Yeah. But
there's
like a 3 second delay, though.
That's it.
It's not like radio where you get straight your ears.
That seems really poor for a live event.
Yeah.
That you've got that much of a delay. Like, if you're watching the hurling in Croke Park and something goes up on the screen or this camera's on, or you're watching football.
But that's more replay stuff.
Yeah, but like, even...
But this is like live action footage.
Even with the live stuff, you'd imagine there's not that much of a delay.
But that kind of put me off going to Mania. I'd like to go to an arena show. Yeah. I've been at loads of arena shows, which are good. Like, you get a good view of the ring no matter where you are. But like, fucking... Stadium shows are another animal altogether.
Okay. Any chance of them doing an Irish one?
They were meant to do NXT UK, but then the pandemic hit.
Oh, that killed it. Yeah, yeah.
So that killed that. I had tickets to that and everything.
No sign of WWE doing an Irish one.
Well, that's NXT is WWE, but
okay, but like as in not the baby.
You see,
WWE.
Countries are paying for it now.
Oh, Saudi are paying for it.
Well, like, yeah, but the Australian government are paying.
Really?
Paid to have, yeah, it's a big, massive tourist attraction thing. So, like, Ireland, Leo, or whoever's after you, stump up the money bag.
Wonder, is that the same way that there's Spurs in Newcastle, about them doing an end of season friendly?
Oh, yeah, 3 days later in Saudi Arabia?
I think it's in New Zealand or Australia or somewhere. It just seems a bit mental, and the FA are like, ah, lads, you know, come on.
Come on, stop being money grabbing folks.
Enough of that now, out of it. I don't know what kind of football tourism for Spurs and Newcastle fans is going to do, but you're lucky. Lee Riggs was in touch.
Fuck him.
Well, that's up to you, I suppose. So he says, Afi sends his regards, early regards, as Sepsi romped to the Romanian first division, the trophy placed into the cabinet. He's done this again. He's literally doing one season, one country, winning a trophy, disappearing, and he's doing it in about a week. Do you remember how that used to feel like?
No.
Felt great.
I don't have time to play games anymore.
So the trophy was placed in the cabinet. Afi asked to step into the border. His media handling was questioned. He remarked, I am the best you ever have, because that's now his accent. He spent the transfer budget
shit, Arnie,
on two random players before packing his bags, shoving his middle fingers up to the club, told the club they can burn in his wake, selling most of the best players and the youth players. Afi, a man scorned, headed over the border to
Bulgaria. Why is he scorned?
Bulgaria. It's just pissed off at the board because they're like, I just won the league title. I've just won everything around you. I'm great. And now you're giving out to me for talking to the press. All right, stick it. So he left. He's gone to Bulgaria.
Okay,
there you go. That's about the height of it, because it's all very early doors and early in the week as we sit down to do this. So we'll do some more next week at FMF Show on Twitter, podcast at FMF Show. Oh, flip! There was emails I meant to read out.
Right.
Yeah, you can tell me stuff, and then afterwards I'll figure out the emails as we go along. He did. Jack Best had given us an update after his near perfect domestic season and his UEFA Champions League group that he's hoping that one day he'll actually get through. Not such a hard group after all, he says. Finally reached the knockouts. The curse is broken. He's second with 13 points. PSG have 14 points. He did the double over Juve as well in the group. Happy days. Congratulations. Long may your Champions League success falla.
Wait, click continue.
Yeah, so we have games this week,
and we have two against each other.
We do. Yeah, but yeah, you see, you've
lost two games on the bounce.
Yeah, but you've looked out in the draw here.
Don't be making excuses.
In terms of how the fixtures go, do I have an update on Luis Diaz's injury? No, I don't. His season is over. This is the thing. Press conferences, please. If have we an update on Luis Diaz's injury, and then I hover over the injured sign and see, oh, he's going to be out for 3 to 4 months, and there's like a month left in the league. Can I not just come out and say his season is over? Can you ask me something a little bit better, please?
I could be 12 points clear if I didn't lose to fucking Leicester and
you could have had the season won at this stage, and then I can go on my holidays and it would be great. Oh my God, Maguire expects Man City win. What did I answer in the press conference?
Thanks. Thanks for the total confidence.
That better not have been against me.
We all know you're a top class guy after drawing last week.
Yeah, I did you the world of favors.
No, you didn't. You reset the universe.
But it was so nice just to hear you not sulk anymore, because it had been a long hour.
You reset the universe.
A long hour. I'm going to try and find this email. You're coming up against Bournemouth. What's the plan?
I'm going defensive.
Why?
I just
it's Bournemouth.
Yeah, they're 14th.
Yeah.
These are the games that
I'm going up against Leicester. Again, my old boys. And again, they're fifth.
Sure,
torn in my
time.
Side. Get me on that pod. Harry Chandler. This came in by email, podcast@fmfshow.com. He says, all right, fellas. We need a Birmingham accent. What's a Birmingham accent?
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Birmingham.
Manchester. I don't know. Is it? Anyway, all right, fellas. Says, I hope all is well with you. Listening for a while, and you make my Friday commutes far better.
Ah,
I had a look, and after I managed to conquer Finland with Elf, no, EIF, Eif, he's looking for a new save direction, and boom, the Tony Pulis save was born. Aim of the save is being like Ian Holloway, just mediocrity. Maybe winning a league or a promotion, however, with some Pulis ball. I've got to always remember, have 5 players over 6 foot in my team.
Yeah,
that's class. The golden rule. I'll keep you posted about it. Cool. Big up the wrestling fan wrestling show.
Rahoo!
Fuck Lee Riggs.
Yeah!
Signed, Harry from Birmingham without the accent.
Go on, Harry! No, like, it's interesting because we suggested the Ian Holloway save,
yeah,
which is just you pick the right, the far right answer every time on every press conference. No matter what it is, don't even look. Just far right, far right, far right.
And just survive by being kind of negative, but kind of mediocre.
But just
not,
making...
Not getting relegated, but never winning anything. Just doing enough to scrape by.
I love to... Like, Tony Pulis' Stoke is up there with one of my all-time favourite teams.
Did you ever do, like, a Tony Pulis side of... Oh, shit.
But I never do those kind of... say. I did manage Stoke in FIFA for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a different kind of a buzz, though. You don't get that same kind of love and attention.
That's
and
when Stoke had, like, fucking... Who's that guy that they were running
for? Rory Delap.
Bojan.
Bojan for Stoke.
Remember Bojan was there? Was Shaqiri Stoke?
Jeez, I don't know.
Shaqiri was Stoke, yeah.
He had a good game against Ireland during the week.
Ah. Fucking Ireland.
Yeah. Is he playing in Chicago Fire now?
Is he? Former Liverpool starlet.
He was great at Liverpool. He was just like, I won't say he was great at Liverpool. You probably stick him in the kind of fan favourites. He came on and he did his thing.
Fucking wonderful Cavs.
That was great. Oh, wonderful, unbelievable. Cavs. But he's like this beast of a man.
He went Bayern, Inter, Stoke, Liverpool.
Class. And then where did he go after that?
Lyon.
Is that where he went?
Yeah.
On nothing. It was a free transfer, wasn't it?
I think so.
Damn.
I always like Shaqiri.
Well, we got to play. I've got Wisdom Ame suspended. Fantastic. Adam Holzek has just been handed a further 2-match ban for his shit show in our last game, where he went and got sent off like an idiot. Diogo Jota, who has 19 starts to his name, is going to start on the left flank. But good news for me, at long last, where is he? Gonzalo Ramos looks like he is fit to make a return. Trent Alexander-Arnold is also... Oh, shit. Does this mean I've no right back again?
I have no centre midfielder, so I'm shoring up my centre backs.
Oh, man. This is a thing. Can Ben Doig play right back? He can. So let's stick Ben in there.
Everyone's quite positive. They're happy that Cancelo is back in the side. They're all comfortable with the team mentality. No, yeah, I think we're going to be okay.
You're going to be all right. Okay. You've got this, Shaney.
I've gone defensive. Let's go.
Please win.
Against Bournemouth.
Leicester are inconsistent in their form. That's about as much as I can. Oh, Jesus, I've had 3 draws and 2 wins in my last 5 games. How terrible is that?
I've had 3 losses and 2 wins.
That's worse.
Yeah, is worse. I lost to Leicester.
Oh, you did lose. You got spanked by Leicester.
Well, it was 4-3. But they went 4-1 up.
Leicester are second in the form table while we're first. Let's make it count.
Right, we're going up against Bournemouth. I'm going with Ederson, Stones, Diaz, Laporte, Cancelo, Mitchell. Then I have Phillips and Reina with Foden, Slush Puppy and Haaland up top. We're away from home, but I just have to cement that centre-back line. Haaland! 30-second goal of the season after 4 minutes.
It's just like after 30 seconds. You just set the tone. It's just like, oh, I got to be really defensive. Oh, I'm so poor. Oh, I'm so sad. Oh, it's like, oh, Haaland. Oh, game done. 1-0. That's it. Game over. Done. 10 minutes on the clock at Anfield, mind you. Not even a sniff of the ball for Liverpool.
Slosh puppy! Philly Foden from a well-worked corner routine I've been practicing. Nice one. A bit of a screamer. Oh, wowee, wowee. 8 points clear at the top of the table if it stays the same in Liverpool.
It's probably looking that way. Andy Robertson with a corner. Kanate heads wide. It's 18 minutes on the clock. We've had 2 attempts on goal, largely off that corner. Mukoko with a free kick. Skims the top of the...
They have Sharapenko and Sensei, who I had at my... Preston team.
Hey, how is Preston?
Oh, Kilkenny gives it to Borja. Was it offside? Goal awarded. It's 2-1.
Back in the game.
Kilkenny, 20 minutes in.
Have they still got Solanke in there?
No, I don't think so. Now they're on the attack. Sharapenko is absolutely... They have Hudson Odoi. Sharapenko is ripping up fucking Calvin Phillips. Sensi out to Henry. Now they're on the attack.
Ripping.
Borja. Oh, he takes a shot. Just goes wide. Demand more. Demi Moore is fucking a Paltrow.
Eunice Musa. Where can Eunice Musa play? He can play on the right.
You should know this, Ken.
I should know this. So then let's put Mo Salah up there. And then let's take Moukoko. And let's make Moukoko play down here. Yeah. We're changing things up drastically against Leicester. I've decided to revert to two up top because we're just not getting anything away.
We haven't shot in 20 minutes either of there, though.
Looks like we're going to halftime scoreless at Anfield. Kanate has been booked. Andy Robertson has been booked. There he loves picking up bookings.
Come on now, boys.
Poor possession in the first half.
Still 2-1. Getting a few more shots off. We're getting a lot more cautious now. Not defending the lead, just not being over-exertive when it comes to attacking.
We're trying to build one out. Moukoko, he's going to sprint. He sprints about 80 yards and shoots because that's all he can really do. And kicks it wide left. 50 minutes on the clock, scoreless at Anfield. Not really liking what I'm seeing. Like, Leicester are playing some good possession football. And they're through on goal. Alisson collects it.
Cancelo runs. I have hit early crosses in, but doesn't make a difference.
Diogo Jota's on an old 6.2. He's getting the hook. Yunus Musa. Oh, we've got a goal. Oh, don't tell me it was going to be Diogo Jota, was it? No, it's Moukoko.
So you're winning now.
We've just gone 1-0 up. We're making two changes.
There's absolutely no enthusiasm from your voice there.
Sorry, I didn't see what was happening. I'm in the middle of a substitution and then the bar flies at the end of it. But Moukoko has just scored with an absolute rasper of a shot from the edge of the box through two Leicester players into the back of the net. It's gone 1-0. They've had João Gomes booked. So we've got Curtis Jones now playing on the left flank. We've got Harvey Elliott playing on the right flank. We should
be doing better here now, lads.
Mo Salah and Moukoko up top. Still a little nervy. Second goal now would be lovely. No, again, Leicester super pressing. Why are my team so aggressive?
Did you get another red card?
Nicolò Barella red card. Nicolò Barella red card, which means he's not going to be available for... Is our Premier League game in the middle or are the Champions League games back to back?
No, our Premier League game has been pushed back.
That was the last one that got kicked out.
I'm bringing on Matt O'Reilly and Pingo Gringo after... two layoffs.
This ain't great now, Ken, to be fair. We're going to have to go way more cautious. Lump the ball up to Big Ben Sesko and see how he goes. Going down to 10 men when you've got a half an hour to play. And again, it was the same. It was Hulsek against Brentford last week. Andy Robertson has seen red previous.
This is still in the middle pot.
Joe has been seen red.
Bournemouth haven't shot in the second half at all, so you just know it's set up for them to get a goal. Now they have the ball. Stones with a fucking last-ditch tackle.
Norwich are beating Chelsea, though. 1-0 there. I don't know actually if that's any relevance to us. Newcastle have just scored against Man United. Andy Robertson with a corner. In-swinger Kanate off the crossbar and out. 75 minutes on the clock. Like, we're getting chances. We're creating chances from set pieces, but Leicester are just... Like, when they have the ball... They're really holding on to the ball. They're killing us for possession at home. Alisson is starting to wander a little bit. Scalvini out to Curtis Jones. Benjamin
literally
Sesko,
last kick of the game. Game over. 2-1. Man City. Fucking shite in the second half.
Timo Werner's doing his thing. That's all right. 80 minutes on the clock. Can we make any more changes? We can probably make one more.
Come on, Leicester.
Scalvini, have I a replacement for him? Udrago, maybe?
Udrago!
I might see Ramos get a game, but it's not going to be today, I'm afraid. Scalvini's going to come off and Udrago's going to go in there.
I hope you lose, Ken.
I don't.
I hope you draw. Come on, Manchester.
I got to win this game. 85 minutes on the clock.
19 points ahead of United. Haha, you shit cunts.
Is that how far back Man United are this season?
Yeah.
Like, it's been super level. Liverpool 12 shots on goal, Leicester 12. We both hit 5 on target. Where's the possession side of things? Yeah, it's still Leicester with more of the ball. 95, 96. I think we've just scraped ourselves a 1-0 win. Yo!
Beljo has only had 3 substitute appearances for Manchester United.
And he was such an icon of the game. Man, that kid has gone off the boil. Okay, well, we beat Leicester. That's all right. Arsenal have beaten Wolves. League table is still 6 points separating the sides.
Boards have set initial budgets for upcoming season. 214 milli vanillis.
No way.
That's based on
of your transfer budget.
Yeah, because they qualified for the Champions League.
Fish. The ban will apply for all English domestic competitions. Barella's going to miss it. What can you do? Yunus Musa, jaded, needs a little rest. That's probably why he was kind of playing terrible. So Man City have punched their ticket to the Champions League. Well done, Shane.
Thanks, bud.
So how do I get qualification for the Champions League?
I
have to go out and beat Spurs.
Come on, Manchester.
Something in the press conference about unconventional moves. I have a feeling it was about deploying Ben Doig as a right back.
We're against each other.
Now?
Yeah, well, it's going to be, it's Champions League.
Oh, it is Champions
First League.
We
are What a job!
What a way to start the day. Because this is early in the morning while we get to do this.
This is the big one. I hope you fucking lose. Imagine I win the Premier League and the Champions League.
Yeah, but remember, you cheated your way into the Champions League. Because you had gotten spanked by Madrid in the first leg, and then you got spanked by Madrid in the second leg.
No, you fucked it. You fucked it. And I was going to come back anyway.
Uh-huh, yeah.
If you go over the two legs...
It wouldn't have happened.
In either universe, you can
talk all the game you want, but it wouldn't have happened. We all know you should be out of the Champions League.
No.
That's the way it goes.
No.
And yeah, I should have drawn against Newcastle, but then I would have beaten Brentford at that time. And then we'd still be where we are. 6 points between us.
I'd probably be more. In the other universe, I've already won the Premier League and the Champions League. Did you rage quit and I was able to just burst through it?
Oh, terrible.
You would have been knocked out
because
you had no players for Liverpool in the next round.
They would have been back.
They had two fucking suspensions.
Yeah, for sure they would have been back.
They would have, not for the next Benfica game.
No, not for the next Benfica. They'd missed the Benfica game and then they'd be back for my Champions League semi-final game against somebody that wasn't you because you wouldn't be in the Champions League. My team is falling apart. It's the 27th of April. Is it?
Yeah.
Are we that far into the game?
Yeah.
Finally.
It's only taken fucking years.
3 years. Okay, Liverpool taking on Man City. City definitely without Kevin De Bruyne, who has a twisted ankle.
Yeah.
Riquelme unavailable. Calvin Phillips unavailable. Calvin Phillips not registered though, is he?
No.
Liverpool without Luis Diaz, Jude Bellingham, Sanu Drago, Darwin Nunez, Wisdomame. I know there's one other in there. Oh, probably Ramos because he's coming from a back injury.
Different fucking players, like you're fine.
Wisdomame handed a further 2-match ban for his Premier League sending off against Brentford. Is that a further 2-match ban? So is that a 3-match ban? So he's going to definitely miss the game against Spurs and the game against Sheffield United. That sucks.
Camavinga's back though
from his broken toe.
Yeah, well he's on the bench, like he's not match fit.
Okay.
So I'll give him that run out maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Big game. Big game with the big boys. Just waiting on Ken to...
As always.
Oh, at least he finally admitted it anyway. Come on. I need a fucking win. I need some good times, baby.
Border delighted with our progress.
Maguire unsure ahead of clash.
We've qualified for the UEFA Champions League. Well, why don't you tell me that and then just give me all the money and then I'll spend it there.
Expectations against Liverpool. Draw.
Ederson, Laporte, Rudiger, Silva, Tyreek Mitchell, Cancelo, Matt Riley, Rodri, Philly Foden, Dembele and Pino.
What's this?
That's what I'm told is your expected lineup.
Why would they tell you that? Why would they absolutely just give away my whole lineup?
But they haven't given away your whole lineup.
They have.
There's not a single mention of Erling Haaland in there.
Yeah, I wasn't starting him.
No.
So they've just given you my fucking lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at the same screen as me.
I'm looking at my screen, my team selection screen. I haven't even confirmed that. And they were like, here you go. Here's his team. All right, I'm going to start Camavinga even though he's fucked. Let's do this, boys. Come on, Manchester. This is tense. This is the most tense it gets.
That's probably not a bad argument, actually.
Champions League semi-final. Probably the biggest game we've ever played against each other.
Really?
Yeah, like what else would it be?
Even bigger than the...
Caribbean Cup.
Even bigger than the League Cup final.
No one gives a fuck about that.
Oh, no. No one gives a fuck because Ken is winning. But when you're winning, y'all give a fuck.
Well, at least y'all say... Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I have fans.
No, as in you give the
no,
fuck.
No, you said y'all.
There's only two of us in the room.
Yeah, y'all is a you. Yeah, but there's thousands of listeners.
Oh, I'm not starting Haaland. Oh.
I wasn't, and then you fucking named out my whole team, so I started.
Oh, Cancelo still is a party.
I was like, how does he know Rudiger is playing?
Because you were told to play Rudiger.
No, I wasn't.
Rodri, Philly Foden, Dembele, and Haaland.
Oh God!
So are you going with two up top?
No, your business.
I'll see it in about 30 seconds. It's fine.
You and your weird fucking setup.
Yeah.
Diego Jota, Salah. Ugh, we just pressed play on the game, and you're already making fucking like it's not even a second on the clock.
Tension.
You're already making tactical changes.
The tension. I'm still in the tunnel chatting to the BBC.
No, you're not. We're ready.
Am I confident of a good showing here? Diogo Jota seems to be playing in a different position today. No, he's not. He's playing on the left wing. That's where he has played all season. all season.
Just fucking press play.
Sorry, it was ITV Sport that were keeping me
ITV Sport. They don't have the rights.
Mm-hmm. La-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Oh, God, this is so tedious.
Uh-huh, yeah. Liverpool. 6 seconds in on the clock. Shane pauses the game.
Back. You nearly fucking score!
Straight from the off, 19 seconds, Moukoko forces the save from Ederson out for the corner. Andy Robertson wins it, whips it into the box, and it goes nowhere. The game is on.
Ederson's already on a 7.
Leeds have gone 1-0 up against Fulham in the Premier League. Sure, this will fly along. Philly Foden, Laporte
heads over,
goes out wide right.
Little Demi Moore.
Demi Moore already?
Yeah, because
it's not a bit early for that stuff.
Nah, man, you trot out there as much as you can. Nkunku is after getting injured in the Bayern versus Dortmund game.
Okay,
so it's still nil all in that one. Waiting for Ken Maguire. He's making a little tacky change.
Says that where you have waiting for Shane O'Keefe on the bottom of the screen. Canate's out to Robertson on the left. Oof.
Salah. Still Salah. Oh, Ederson with a save.
Tips
Liverpool,
it away.
Two shots, one on target. Man City, two shots, none on target. Haaland. Ederson.
What, jeez, I thought he was going to set him free on that ball there. Robertson down the left wing finds Jota. Barella out to Trent Alexander-Arnold. A lot of ball hopping. It's back in City's possession. Haaland is
going. One, yes!
And it's gone in. 1-0 on a super counter-attack from City.
I don't want to score anymore. I just have to. What a goal. Ball over the top. Erling Haaland just beats everybody for pace. Virgil van Dijk could not get his Zimmer frame running.
I saw him. He's on the Premier League team of the season so far, in reality.
Yeah? Why wouldn't he be?
It's like Zimmer frame or not.
But like, he's still class-like.
I know. Well, to be fair, he's also...
Moukoko! With a little glancing header, heads it wide.
How
it's
did
a corner
he
now
miss?
For Liverpool.
Off the corner. Equaliser in the most dramatic of styles.
It wasn't dramatic.
It was absolutely dramatic. He had just missed it. You think that's enough to dent somebody's confidence, break the Baba's heart, but instead, ball comes in for the corner. Oh, Jota's in need of medical assistance. What did you do to Diogo Jota?
So was Cancelo.
Diogo Jota has taken a knock. He wants to come off. Tight groin. He was injured in a challenge.
From Cancelo, who injured himself also. Another corner, we need to defend.
Was it the two boys actually going in on each other?
Could have been.
Salah. Oh, I thought that was stuck. 28 minutes on the clock. Liverpool's pinging in corners for Sport here at the minute. Diogo Jota's gone. 30 minutes on the clock. He cannot play on. Somebody says something about the ball being offside. So Cancelo has it on the near side. It's a throw in about 30 yards out. Gets it to Rodri. Yunus Musa. Looks like he's going to pass it back to Scalvini. Oh my God, just clear the ball. Clear the ball. Clear the ball. You're going to get dispossessed. No, he's not. Andy Robertson hoofs it up the field. Cancelo is off and Kyle Walker is on.
Kyle Walker is on, mates.
Well, you did. It was Cancelo and Jota. They killed each other. In on the challenge, two boys are broken up, and after a half an hour, you lose a right back and I lose a left winger. Thanks.
Oh, we haven't really been in the game since the goal. The goal's been my last shot.
Oh, something out of this!
Knew it was going to happen.
Moukoko! 39 minutes.
For too long. Camavinga's fucked.
40 on the clock.
I'm done.
Oh, we were so high. Laporte on the yellow. And we're going to head down the tunnel
again, just
at halftime.
I concede.
Hold on. 3 minutes of added time indicated.
Bayern Munich are one up.
Liverpool with a corner. Trent. No. Moukoko shoots it out. Oh, no. Went out for the corner. Trent again. Goes nowhere. Salah brings it back into the box. It's gone 3-1. Moukoko with a hat-trick, 48 minutes.
I always concede before half-time.
That was two just before half-time.
Yeah, like, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Have a few words with the boys.
The fun is over. Don't want to play anymore. Just quit. Just give it up. I have no midfielders.
Every time I hear it, there's mention of Haaland and it just instantly just goes,
Everyone's shit.
So, half-time at Anfield in the first leg of our Champions League semi-final. And it is Liverpool 3, Man City 1.
It's a shit show. I go one up and then fucking just... It's not fair.
Reina's on.
Why is Rudiger playing up as an attacking midfielder? What the fuck? Giovanni Reina's gone centre-back. Will you fuck off? That's not the way I had it.
You letting your assistant manager pick your team again?
No, I changed it. It's like I took Rudiger off for Reina, but then I swapped Reina and Laporte, and then they just put Giovanni Reina as centre back. Nice one, Football Manager. Jackie Grealish.
There's 3-2.
Should have gone out wide.
Oh,
he should have gone out wide. He had the overlap.
Wins the corner
there.
Though. Wins the corner. Foden with the corner.
Philly Foden, corner off the post!
Rüdiger with the header off the post.
You shit fucker, yet.
Wow. On comes the City physio. Who's injured?
Tyreek Mitchell's injured. You stop fucking injuring players. You and your fucking aggressiveness. It's unbecoming.
I'm just playing a balanced style of football where
your players always get sent
where
off.
Where I don't have get stuck in turned on. In fact, I make a point of not turning it on because we keep getting sent off. 60 minutes on the clock. Robertson's pulsing well. Mukoku's on. Salah's very quiet. Yunus Musa is very quiet.
Last roll of the dice. Pingo Gringo on for Philly Foden, who's playing shit. And Kieran Trippier. Kyle Walker has the ball, gives it to Giovanni Reyna. Reyna has it. He hasn't done much now since his initial bright start. Jackie Grealish has it. He's going out right wing. I don't know why. He's meant to be a fucking centre midfielder. And then the highlight just stops. Class. Well done, boys.
We've made a little positional change. I'm waiting to see. Actually, no, I say positional change. I've made one substitution. I've taken off you, Mukoku. I think after... Oh my God. Adam Hosek from the edge of the box out of nowhere makes it 4-1. 62 minutes. Ramos is on for Mukoku up top.
Fuck's sake.
He's making his first appearance in about two months, maybe. Trippier with the corner gets cleared out. No.
We just completely regressed since the goal. 9 shots, 4 on target. You've had 10-7 on target. You've just been more clinical.
Salah's in the box.
5-1.
Ramos.
What the fuck is happening? How is it 5-1? Premier League is all that matters anyway. This is the end.
Still 20 minutes to play, so we're going to shift things up
a little bit. Yeah, probably going to go 6-1. There's Trent down injured.
Injured but feels he can take off the knock. No, he definitely can't. I can't make any more changes, actually. Shush.
Here, can I? There's nothing I can do to change this.
Yeah.
I just need another... if I get some goals, that'd be nice.
2 or 3 would be all right.
Yeah, so it's not as big of an ask. The next game will be more interesting. We're still getting shots off. It's just none of them are on target.
Mo Salah. Oh, I thought that was going to be a penalty. Reyna's on the way. Here's 2 in the box. Haaland scoots it over. 7 minutes of normal time remain. Liverpool 5, Man City 1. Mukoku's hat-trick. Adam Hosek on 63. Gonzalo Ramos 5 minutes later on 68. And it was City's early goal on 16 minutes.
Like, we just regressed from then. Didn't help that you had my team sheet before the game as well.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. He'll
kick himself for missing that.
Funny what the scout reports will tell you.
That's what he goes, he kicked him. He was literally just had a free shot goal.
At the 6-yard box and missed it. Andy Robertson is wrecked. Morella's wrecked. Salah's wrecked. 93 minutes on the clock. Last roll of the dice. Boom. It all over. Liverpool 5, Man City 1.
That was great grammar. It all over.
It all over.
Oh, God.
Hard luck, Shaney.
Fuck you and your ingenuineness.
I'm going to have to go and watch all the replays of these goals. I can't get how you play Football Manager but don't have replays on. Like, you go back and you'll manually watch a goal to watch the replay.
If I want to.
But you don't have the automatic.
I'm not going to be forced to do something I don't want. Horrendous. Horrendous.
Seem confused and demotivated. Wow. Bayern have beaten Dortmund 3-1.
I hope they fucking whip you in the final.
Hey, you can still get like 4 goals and beat me 4-0 in the next leg. And then you'll force extra time. Trent is on form. That's great.
I'll probably come back into it and then you'll score right before the end.
So what's the story? You don't have any other Premier League games.
I have played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've played 8 matches in April and I've lost 4.
That's a poor...
Like, how does that happen? How does that just turn around like that? Obviously, you're playing better teams in the Champions League, but fucking hell, losing to Leicester and losing to fucking West Ham.
Title race heads to the wire.
I should be fucking well clear.
5 games left.
Spurs better do me a fucking favour, I'm telling you that.
15 points on the board. 6 between us.
Fucking shit cunts.
Your run in... Brentford.
I have Brentford, Liverpool, Tottenham, Man United and Southampton. I'm going to fuck the season. Season is fucked.
Spurs, Sheffield United, Man City, Everton and Bournemouth. You have to play in consecutive games the teams that are in second, third and fourth in the league.
Like what? This is bullshit. And then you make me lose to West Ham. Fuck you, Miles Jacobson. Play your fucking game against Spurs.
Spurs are third.
Fucking But like, so if you lose to Spurs.
If I lose to Spurs, that gives you a game in hand.
So I could go 9 points clear with 4 games
with
left.
With 12 points left to play. And then
I play you.
And then you play me. So you beat me.
I could win the league against you.
You could win the game. You could win the league against me if I get a poor result against Sheffield United, because I have to play Sheffield United still before I have to play you in the league. I have, which means that by the time we play, which is your next Premier League game, you will have two games in hand.
Really?
Because I still have Spurs.
No, because I'll be playing Brentford. I play Brentford after the Champions League.
Oh, okay. So you'll have the one game in hand.
Yeah,
that's not too bad then. Financial reports for Liverpool are in. We lost 9 million quid this month, which means that we are currently 55 million euro in debt.
Profit 66 million, expenditure 45. So I've made
how did that even happen?
Because you're just fucking spending way too much money.
That's probably it. I think it's going to be a case of Liverpool needing to take over to sort out the finances.
Yeah, you fucking financially ruined the club.
Harry Kane is still at Spurs. Oh, for God's sake. That's why they're third.
Come on, Spurs. It shouldn't be this close heading into May.
That's what makes it fun. Like, we've had close seasons in the past. This is probably the closest it's been, though.
If I don't win the league, I'm quitting this game. Forever.
But, like, you're in pole position for it.
Top goal scorers. Two of the top goal scorers, Erling Haaland and Philly Foden. And then they just have brain farts every now and again. Fuck off.
Okay, we'll get the Spurs game done, and then...
Anyway, you're just going to leave me fucking hanging?
Leave you hanging, yeah, because we're just coming up on
a B-.
We're just coming up on the air mark. I'm going to a C+, if that helps, from the supporters.
The supporters are snapping. I got a D for the Liverpool game. Delighted that we could play attacking football. Fuck off. Dominate possession, lose it. Delighted to see clinical finishing. Like, this is all fucking wank. We've played shit the last few games.
Oh, certainly in the Champions League.
Huh?
Certainly in the Champions League.
And in the Premier League. This just always happens. I always have a drop-off. Like, that's just horrendous and I can't get back from.
I've got a lack of midfielders.
Like, what happened at Sporting was a fucking disaster. Well, yes, Augsburg had changed. Like,
Augsburg changed the minute we got the ultimatum.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no rhyme or reason why shit just fucks up.
Oh, interesting. I don't have a left back and I don't have a right back and I don't have a world-class midfielder.
What?
Trent Alexander-Arnold is suspended. Andy Robertson
You keep saying these things, but you've stockpiled loads of players.
Is suspended. Nicolò Barella is suspended. Have I even got Caicedo in there? Ramos still struggling for match fitness, though he did score quite the goal against, what's the name of the team? Man City. Yeah, that was them. We'll give it a lash and we'll see what happens.
So they have Akjani, Romero, Pau Torres, Valera, Bentancur. They got Son, Bissouma, Ederson, Kulusevski, Harry Kane. Come on, Tottenham! Only fuckers. Oh, and Sean O'Keefe has been spotted in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Actually shaking with anticipation.
Hey, look, it's a game at the end of the day. We win or we lose. That's it. Or we draw. Yeah. And just prolong the fact that, you know, the Premier League title is going to be going to Manchester. 12 minutes into the game, we are in London. And Liverpool are in possession. Spurs have had one shot at goal.
Just drives it over.
Yeah, he was a bit kind of he was a little bit on the eager side there.
He's on the back foot there. He didn't get his knee over the ball and he shot over.
He didn't. That is absolutely true. We make a little bit of a change-a-roo here now.
Change-a-roo-ers.
See how we go. Yeah, okay. And watch out the Spurs side of things.
Scalvini's booked already.
Scalvini gets booked every single game.
Should be banned then.
Which means he's probably not going to end up playing the next game. Borsett's out on the left. Goes back to Virgil van Dijk. Dragged out of possession. Borsett in. Oh, Makoko again with the shot.
Spurs have been shit.
Saved. But again, three shots on goal for each. No shots on target for each. How's your shot not on target if the goalkeeper gets down and saves it?
It's probably off target and he still saves it.
Well, 32 minutes on the clock. Pau Torres has been booked for Spurs. This is about the extent of the highlights because there's not a lot of them.
62,000 people. Oh, that rippled the net.
We're getting closer. We're getting closer. That's our first shot at target. It's not if the ball goes over. The ball goes over the bar.
Well done, Ken. Your football knowledge is
superfluous.
Nil all.
Spurs are not Spurs. I was going to say Forest are hockey and West Ham. Why couldn't you hockey West Ham instead of West Ham hockey and you?
They didn't hockey me.
They did hockey 1-0. Out of like outnumbered, outgunned, outshot, outpossessed. Got Mo Salah on a 6.3. It got Makoko on a 6.4. Heads are going to roll in about 10 minutes, lads. Long ball over the top goes to Makoko. Diogo Costa. Oh, forgot Costa's down. Oh, here's Spurs on the counter. Here's the Spurs goal. Going to go 1-0. Playing it out from the back. Akanji. Yep.
Stuck. Yes! Sunday! Goal review.
Yeah, it's given. Given.
Oh, okay.
Mo Salah, 6.2.
Musa has the ball. out to Salah. Salah's making a run on the inside. He finds Adam Hulsleck. Hulsleck finds Borset, and the highlight stops. Class.
53, 54 minutes. And after the highs of Baton City, 5-1.
This is what I can't understand.
Not like 10 minutes ago, we can't get... Okay, we've had a second attempt on target.
Congratulations. I wonder why I'm not playing
a
game.
That's a good question, actually. I don't know.
Pedro Porro, former Man City man, taking the free kick there, going out for a corner. Oh, Pau Torres has the ball on the outside of the box. Pau Torres is running on. He finds Sola. Sola takes a now shot out to Hong Ming-sung. Hong Ming-sung's on his own. He crosses it in. It's a great save by Alisson.
We're just playing it like we have a 6.2, we have a 6.3, we have a 6.2. We're playing so poorly.
Alisson has the ball. He is taking it from a free kick in his edge of the area, and the highlight stops. I cannot report on what I cannot see.
Well, there you go. Spoken like a true commentator. 75 yeah. minutes, Spurs with the corner, and...
Oh, it's an OG! Benjamin Sesko with a screamer in his own net!
And look
get
at that.
Fucked. Humming Sun. Borset headers it.
How?
Ball goes out. Soler has it. Boom.
Oh, straight off the fucking...
Oh, a little... That was a great goal. That was
off
a lovely
the
goal.
Back of Benjamin Sesko.
He healed it in.
Wow. 78 minutes on the... That's it. It's 2-0. It's game over. Actually, it could be 3-0 and game over.
Yeah, it could
and
be.
And we lose this game in spectacular
fashion. Could be
2-0.
There's 10
fashion.
Minutes left. Oh! Absolute howler from Alisson. Oh, Alisson. Fine son. Alisson!
Oh, absolute my God.
Howler. Ken, what happened?
There's not
you
like,
can lose 3-0.
There's not like
4-0 against
like
Spurs. There's no telling what type of comeback could be awaiting for you at the Etihad Stadium. Oh, ho, ho, I'd make a few little subbies now, boy.
There's nothing I can do. I've made them. Sure, between injuries and general run of everything.
Ah, you can't be fucking using injuries and general run of everything when you have fucking Moises Caicedo and Darwin Nunes and Ramos and Sesko and Hosek.
Well,
like,
It's a 3-0 loss for Liverpool today, lads. That's it. That gives you 6 points with a game in hand.
We're going 9 points.
Nine points.
Four games left.
Far from pleased with that result. But on that sour note for Liverpool, despite the positive result from the Champions League first leg.
I'll be looking in the past.
That's where we got to leave it for today. That is the Football Manager Football Show, episode number 165. Just click continue.
Bang, 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 bang. There are all the goals that I'm scoring.
So that I can actually save this game and then make sure that it's saved. So that's a pretty piss poor way to do it. Anyway, that's where we finish things up for today. We're back again for next Friday with the last of the Champions League action. And that gives us kind of one episode, maybe two episodes before we get to finish off this entire thing. Fantastic. If you want to get in touch, do so on Twitter /X. It's at FMF Show. You can also email us at any stage. It's podcast@fmfshow.com. And you can check the archive in full online on the website. It is fmfshow.com. Until next week, take it easy. Good luck.
The Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by scoreline.ie.